Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's been going on in Schenectady after a video caught police officer, now identified as Officer Palmer, who is now assigned to desk duty after what appeared to be a knee on the neck and head of someone accused of vandalism. The protests have continued since then. Give us the latest.
Monday night, there was a new protest where local Black Lives Matter protesters were fairly peaceful downtown Schenectady, yet again, really pressing the police department and the city to take action in terms of police reform after this case. Yesterday, as a follow-up to that, some members of the Guyanese community talked to our reporter, and we've been trying to talk to them for the past week since this happened, because the individual involved in this arrest is a Guyanese member, and his immediate neighbors are also Guyanese members, and that is where this whole thing started. So yesterday, we talked to the neighbors on both sides. They really raised some concerns. They said the narrative that has emerged in the media over the last week about this case, about this being a classic example of some police brutality of a white police officer against a person of color, they feel that's misleading tremendously. And so they talked about how they view this individual as a nuisance in the neighborhood. One neighbor, Carol Edo, next door, said the problems with this man have been nonstop since he moved in 2 years ago. And they said that when the officer was called, it was a result of many, many complaints to the police about this individual, and that the officer arriving was dealing with this tense situation because it had been building up so long. And in particular, one of the neighbors said that the gentleman, this Yogeshwar Gander Prasad, had harassed her son repeatedly, and they alleged that he'd actually slashed the young man's tires, and that really kicked this off. So they want to tell their version of it. They see this one-sided narrative is missing something, and that especially if you look at that video, that it wasn't this clear-cut act of racism by the cop. And so we also talked to some of the other Guyanese community members, including one who is the city councilman, John Mudavaran. He's the only Guyanese elected official on the council. He said that he doesn't feel that it was an example of racism, even though, you know, this was a member of his sort of community. We're going to keep going on this, but in the meantime, the officer is on desk duty, and the police department is still saying that we're going to review it and we're going to pursue police reforms. But this is sort of the latest step here, and we're getting a little different side of the story. The suspect's lawyer declined to comment, and also the suspect did too. So we don't know really what his defense is, but at this point, it will move forward.
Miles, thanks for joining us today. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
Have a good one, David.